The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Roszell Live by Dr. Tom Roszell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. This is Dr. Tom Roszell. Indeed, we're live today. I have a very special program for you. I want to talk about some things that may really, you know, grab your interest. It did mine, and we'll walk into that in a little bit. But first, I want to take the opportunity and wish all of you a very, very happy Mother's Day. You know, this is a special time. You know, those of us who were fortunate enough to grow up in a really good home, you know, coming from my background of a very Italian or Sicilian family, that was an important day. I mean, everybody showed up, right? And you were in awe of moms and grandmothers and aunts and so forth, and you humbled in front of the altar of these wonderful people. And all kidding, in all seriousness, you know, today's the day that we really need to step back and take a look at the people who gave us so much and continue if they're still with us. And but their memories also linger, you know, in the back of our minds. At least for me, it does. And I want to salute all of you. And, you know, make sure that we all take that moment, that special time. Pick up the phone if your mother's on the other side of the country or in some cases on the other end of the world. And, you know, I used to think of my dad. And he came to this country with his father back in the early 1900s, and he left his mother and two other brothers in the old country. And he didn't see his mom again after he came here. My dad was about 13 and a half when he first came to this country and never saw his mother again, and she ended up passing away and so forth. So, you know, when we look at these amazing women, because we're here because of them and they gave us the capacity to lead our lives, we need to really reach out and say, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And I wish all of that to all of you. And I hope that you have a great day and every day moving forward. We're going to talk a little bit about brain function today. Interesting. We're from mothers to brains. Well, that's probably a good parallel, good opportunity. But we're here at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. I want to take a minute before I get into the meat of the program and remind several of you who had asked me over this last week or two. There's some interesting vendors. If you go to drtomroszell.com, drtomroszell.com, and by the way, it links into rosellcare.com, which is our very large and beautiful clinic in Fairfax. If you go down and check the vendors out, there's several vendors that I'd like you to pay attention to. And there's two products that I want you to be aware of. One is called Oleander 4X. Oleander 4X is an extract of the oleander plant. When, by the way, the oleander plant by itself is one that has some pretty ugly side effects. It actually could take you out, but in a very minute homeopathic level, it actually stops the replication of what they call enveloped type viruses. These are guys that have protection around them, very much like a Lyme bug does. And it breaks it down and stops the ability to replicate, and your body can heal. So check it out, and you know, check, it's a direct link to the company. They'll give you all the data that you want. And then there's another link in there to something called Shiagua, S-H-I-A-G-Q-U-A, Shiagua mushroom. And it has tremendous immunological stimulation. Again, a direct link to the company. But check it out, drtomroszell.com. There's several other, many other different links in there. So we want to encourage you to, you know, look at these companies, ask them for information, or ask me for information. You can simply write me a note through that website, or you can go to rosellcare.com and write me that way. And I will always answer your questions, generally within a couple of days. We're going to some of them today. We'll be sitting around waiting waiting for family to show up today, so I have some time on my hands to make that happen. We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject that you might have in mind. I want to go over something that has caught my interest and I'm going to be teaching quite a bit about over the next, probably a year, if you will. And it has to do with the brain and the disturbances of neurogenesis, the creation, if you will, of neurological endpoints. You know, at one point, they always thought that once the brain cells were dead, that was it, that there was no regeneration. Well, what we know now is the fact that they do replicate themselves like any other cell in the body. And the brain can be molded to redirect itself so you can make new connections within the brain. No matter how old you are, it doesn't make any difference. We could be 80 or 85 or 90 years old and still make new interconnections within the brain. So what's that got to do with, you know, as they say, the price of beans in Indochina back in the day, right? Well, what it has to do with is something that grabs my attention, and it's called the, you know, depression that people go through and anxiety, particularly the last couple of years and all this craziness that we've lived through. And so with a lot of people who've shown up very depressed, very anxious, I mean, to the point where they're morbidly depressed. We know a lot of children have taken themselves out, and many adults have as well, or they've turned to drugs and alcohol. And suddenly it's forcing people to look at. The World Health Organization said about 350 million people in the world are affected by depression, and they can be predisposed by genetic factors. Well, this genetic pattern, this epigenetic expression of what happens to us in the body, can be modified, can be controlled by this neuroplasticity, if you will. This neuroplasticity has to do with the ability to change and direct all kinds of different things in the body. So in a second. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, and I apologize to you. I'm sorry we've had some technical difficulties this morning, but I think we have them fixed. So, you know, we're here, we're live, we're making sure that you get some really interesting information, at least stuff that's very interesting to me, and you know how that I apply it. So we're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. And again, happy Mother's Day, everybody. I hope you have a great day, and make sure that everybody is, you know, humbling in the altar of our mothers, because, you know, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. Not at all. Not even a little bit. The program that I have kind of conjured in my brain, and not for you guys, but for the doctors that I treat around the country, and now that I can start traveling again outside the borders of the United States, is really one that has fascinated me for a long time. And it's parallel to what we've experienced over the last two and a half years. And that's depression and anxiety. We've struggled to try and help many different patients with the problem. And so the question becomes, why? Why do we have so many people going into a state of depression? Why are there so many people still stuck in an anxiety pattern? And there's a lot of different theories on it. And it goes to the point where the brain is very moldable. It's plastic. It can be directed to do all kinds of things. The cellular matrix, the cells that make up the brain, can be changed simply by its environmental impact. And that's called epigenetics, like any other cell within the system. So what we want to do is we want to try to figure out, you know, what is really taking place and what we can do to change it, to modify it, to help so many people that are struggling right now. And there are many people that are struggling. The one subjective idea, if you will, and they're trying to make it objective, is what they call the cytokine theory. And this has to do with the impact of inflammation on immunological reactions within the brain. So the brain is this amazing computer, this hard drive, if you will, that directs everything, but it has the ability to be influenced by many different things. During this pandemic, we've talked about these interleukin inflammatory reactions. Everybody's at least heard of them. So just when I use that term, just think about inflammation and an uncontrolled pathway that causes this irritation and so forth. And so it goes back and forth. You have pro-inflammatory reactions and you have anti-inflammatory pieces of the puzzle as well. And what happens is often is the anti-inflammatory, the inflammation, the acid, if you want to call it that way, gets suppressed to the point where now the brain will use the term swollen, not necessarily so, but very much in similar situations. And we go into impaired patterns of depression and inflammation that can make these symptoms like not caring about anything and cognitive dysfunction and impaired sleep and so forth that begin to show up. And that begins to perpetuate its own problem and that we go deeper into depression states. We've talked about many times on the program something called the HPA axis. And what does that mean? That means that there's these little connections in the body, hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal glands, HPA, and they affect everything. They affect the pineal gland, which is the production of serotonin. It also allows you to sleep because it produces melatonin. There's an interesting correlation that we teach young doctors, you know, when it comes to learning about hormones, melatonin, mel, puts you to sleep at night, and serotonin, sera, wakes you up in the morning. So that's how you remember some of those things. So your serotonin level has to kick up, but if it's stimulated by adrenal stress, which produces a hormone called cortisol, if that cortisol spikes, then serotonin kicks in way too early, and it takes you out of that sleep state. So we're seeing that these inflammatory reactions seem to have an impact on disrupting that rhythm, and we call it the circadian rhythm, that disrupts that rhythm. So the brain becomes swollen, if you will, or inflamed by these different interleukin pathways. It goes to the lower portion of the brain, something in the area, just so you heard the term, is called the amygdala. And then that influences that hypothalamus, which is a director. Then it goes to the pituitary gland. The pituitary puts out all kinds of hormones. LH, which is luteinizing hormone. Ladies, what that means is that it's going to prepare ovulation. Guys, it's going to help begin to generate testosterone production and so forth. And it goes back and forth. There's feedback patterns and so forth. So what we're seeing are people who are not able to normalize hormonal function. We're seeing these rages, if you will, in different hormonal levels because they're not being blunted by other pathways. So all of that's really confusing. But what I want you to understand and glean from that is the brain is being influenced by these inflammatory responses due to several things. One is the original COVID virus. And we have these long haulers, these people who continue to have symptoms over a long period of time, even though that they've survived and they've come out of the crisis, the brain, the nervous system has been affected. And then secondarily, what we're seeing more and more of people who have had vaccines, it doesn't make any difference whether it's the Pfizer, the Moderna, or the J&J, it seems to also have an effect on some of the different interleukin pathways and causing disruption in mental focus and balance, depression, lack of depression, anxiety levels. And so it's craziness. So there's tons and tons of studies that are coming in from all over the world. But again, the thing that has fascinated me because of what we've just gone through is the cytokine theory. And that means the effect that these environmental things have had on the brain function. There's many others. The disruption, if you will, of this circadian rhythm that we talked about a little bit, because every system in your body has that. So as I get into it over the next many months and, you know, hopefully we'll come up with solutions that'll help not only our patients, but many of you, I want to report to you the things that you might be able to talk to your doctors about and say, hey, listen, did you consider this? And then let you know about people around the country that understand these pathways and might be able to do something. It's not just a matter of throwing a drug at it like Haldol because they think you're crazy, but being able to put other pieces into the system that decrease that perpetuation, that loop of an inflammatory reaction that keeps you in a really bad state. So we want to be able to stop this so your body can begin to heal, because it's self-perpetuating. The anxiety then perpetuates the depression, which perpetuates more unsettledness within the system, but your brain begins not to work properly. The neurological connections all the way through are not triggering the way that they were meant to, or that they were designed to. So I won't get into the technical pieces of this, and you know, we could talk about dopamine receptors and getting things to calm down in the system. We can talk about other types of receptors within the brain. But the point of the conversation is simply this. We've come out of a very ugly time, in my opinion, that has perpetuated a state of something new that we haven't seen before. There's misdirection of the RNA, which we call messenger RNA, that expresses different gene traits, not only in the cells of your body, but also in the brain. And we want to make sure that we understand it, so we have the tools, either in the natural world that I live in and dealing with things with, you know, homeopathic preparations and neurological balancing and acupuncture and low energy light laser. We've seemed to have a tremendous impact with many patients just using those things. But we want to get to the place where we can support and recreate and regenerate, if you will, the body so it can begin to heal. And what the fear is that there is so much that is looking like it's a long-term immunological shift and change within the nervous system of the body. We have to make sure that we're headed in the right direction. It's not just happenstance. In our testing of the nervous system, of our testing of the biochemistry, we see that there's a tremendous association between depression, if you will, and inflammatory reactions and markers, and leading to the things that we've talked about with cognitive dysfunction, the inability to learn, to retain data. People are complaining that, you know, they can't hold on to information. Once the sleep cycle is impaired, now you go into many deeper levels of hormonal imbalances. The one guy that's been out there, you know, through this whole pandemic is the increased levels of interleukin 6, if you will. And it's called an adhesive type of molecule that links into the system, locks into the blood cells, and continues to irritate and initiate inflammatory areas, but particularly in the nervous system. So the more we understand that that's the case, the more there's a path to resolving so much of this. And again, it's got my fascination, if you will, using that kind of lightly, if you will, that this is what's continuing the perpetuation of some of this long hauler problem. But the depression, the anxiety, the depression, the inflammatory response, the hormonal imbalances that are taking place, the lack of receptor site reactions, meaning how the body or the nervous system, but particularly the brain, communicates from one to the other, allowing you to be able to think properly, to hold on to information, to be able to trigger other things all the way through. And then what we're seeing also is that it's affecting joint spaces, and people are in pain, and the pain doesn't go away. And that's another inflammatory level. But now we're getting into the orthopedic piece, but we're looking at these things on an ongoing basis. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that we have the tools for you to be able to change this and turn this around. We're coming up to a break. I have a whole lot more on the subject. We'll touch into it, but I'm here at 888-630-9625. Give me a call. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. It's Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day, everybody. I hope you're out and having a great day. enjoy it. Make sure that you are served today, that you are being taken care of and honored appropriately. In my house, and since I was a young boy, we did that. But we try to do that on a regular basis, ongoingly, as we should always. Thank you, ladies, for having taken care of all of us for all of our lives. If it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be us. We're talking about the characteristics of some of the end pieces of what's taken place over the last 2.5 years, if you will. And I mean, it's been there before that for other reasons, but because we're seeing more of it, and what are we talking about? We're talking about anxiety, depression patterns, and particularly with people who have had long haulers, people who have been isolated in their homes. And we're talking about the impact of environmental irritations called epigenetics. We're talking about neuroplasticity, the effect that all this stuff can have on the brain. And that's a lot of stuff to understand, right? But it's not that complicated when you think about the fact that anything that happens to us is a result of our environment, either from an entry pathway or a biochemical, bioelectrical irritation, or the pieces of thinking, processing that we do that causes disruption within the cellular bed, the DNA of who we are. And by the way, we're here at 888-630-9625. Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. And by the way, I want to throw something out to you. I'm thinking of doing a program, which everybody's been kind of chastising me because I haven't done any in-house lecturing in a long, long time. I'm usually out on the road teaching doctors and around the country and throughout the world and so forth. And so we're thinking of putting together something called Ask the Doc. We won't be doing it on a regular basis, but what we're going to do is just going to kind of invite you in to the Results Center for Healing, and we're going to allow you to ask whatever question on any health. We'll have some generalized topics, but I'm going to be doing it. I will be the one that will be sitting there in the captain's chair and answer whatever questions that you may have. But let us know if that's of an interest to you and if that's something that intrigues you. You can simply give me a note at rosellcare.com and send it to me, or simply go to drtomrosell.com. And remember, I said in the beginning of the program, go to drtomrosell.com. There's some products there that I think you're going to be very interested in that can bring up your immunological reactions, particularly everybody's still a little worried about COVID. There's a company called Phoenix Biotechnological Research Laboratory that produces Oleander 4X, which upregulates your body's ability to fight any kind of viral patterns, regardless of what they are. There's a company that produces a product called Shiagua Mushroom, which helps clear out, detoxify, and also increases immune reaction. Check out the companies. They'll tell you all about it. We're talking about depression and anxiety and all the end pieces. You know, unfortunately, we go to our normal doc, our family practitioners, and they're well-meaning people. But basically what they do is they're going to start throwing antidepressants at you. If you notice, all the ads on television right now are about, well, if your normal antidepressant doesn't work, take this and it'll increase in the effectiveness. But the side effects are those things that you're trying to get rid of, and also called suicide and death. Yeah, you know, check the labels out. That's what it says. So what I want to do is allow you to understand that there's a way of modifying this if you're really willing to look deeply. And so we look deeply by taking people through a lot of different patterns that are not in the normal arena, where they're in the functional medicine arena and the natural arena. And we look at something very basic. It's called neurotransmitters. That's the communication of these receptors in the brain and throughout the body. Most of them are produced, by the way, in the intestinal tract, and they affect brain function and so forth. So when we see alterations in a lot of different levels, these things, but you got to start with basics, and that's basic pattern. But here's the thing. Let's pick it apart a little bit. Let's talk about the characteristics of anxiety, depressive patterns, and let's see if we fit the pattern at all. You know, depression is broken down in a couple words. One is depressio, and it's a Latin piece. It means gloominess and oppression. So you're being oppressed and you're in a gloomy pattern. Well, that's the definition in the psychiatric, pathway. And it's, you know, low moods and negative self-esteem and, you know, also, and then everybody goes to their, you know, their doc, and the doc says, well, let's take this and see if we can get you out of this and see if we can upregulate your serotonin and, do the things that we need to get done. So there are two classifications that are in the traditional medical arena that describe the state of depression. Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders has them, and you can go in and check that out. I'm not going to get into it because this isn't the place. If you're sitting here in front of, 100 docs, as I often do, then I would get in to break those down. But what I want you to understand is that everything that we're talking about, for the most part, can be resolved, but you have to understand where it's coming from. But, if you have kind of a depressive mood, and it continues to be there for a period of time, your doc's going to say you're depressed. Your activity, you have an elevated emotional reaction, to your children, your teenagers, you want to bite them, whatever, that can, over the top. I mean, when my son and his wife were pregnant with their first child, one of my patients said, "Do you know what the definition of a grandchild is?" And I said, "No." I said, "I'm sure you're going to tell me." And he said, "Well, it's God's reward for not having killed your teenage children." There's a lot of relativity to that, but we'll let that pass. Nevertheless, that's not what we're talking about. You have a diminished ability to enjoy or feel pleasure or to get excited, to rejoice about something, to be happy about it. That's not okay. You've put on a lot of weight or you've lost a lot of weight and you've seen a shift in your appetite. You can't sleep. We talked about that in the first part of the program. You get daytime sleepiness because you're not sleeping at night. It's because your melatonin level's off. You have a lot of agitation. You can have motor discoordination. You feel weak. You don't have any energy. You feel really tired after just putting out a little bit of effort. Your self-esteem goes down the toilet. You have any sense of worth at all. It's just not there anymore. You've lost your ability to think cognitively or cogently, as they say, and your mental processing is really retarded. It's really slow. So there's a lot of things like that, but they lead to something that's pretty ugly, and it has for a lot of people over this last year and a half. It's called taking themselves out. I don't want to be here anymore. This is not worth it. Or you're so depressed that you find no joy even in the wakefulness of anything that's happy around you. That's a problem. The thing of it is that you don't have to live with that. There's ways of resolving those issues, but you have to find out what the triggering mechanism is. We talked about interleukin 6 pathways, the inflammatory response. Interleukin 1, 6, and 10 are the guys that seem to be the most important. But we have to find out where the triggers. Was it triggered because of, the exposure to this COVID viral pattern? And was it triggered by the vaccines and so forth? We see more and more of that as World Health Organizations now are reporting the truth, so to speak. I have a tremendous amount of data. There's a interesting article that I have that I've been kind of weeding through for about the fourth time. And it talks about all the things that we're talking about. And it goes back down to the genetic patterns. But it was published by the Frontiers in Psychiatry, of all places. And you won't usually find me reading articles like that. But it was thrown on my desk. And I said, hey, this is interesting. And I've been playing with it now for several weeks and kind of going through it. I think this is the fourth time. But it got my attention because it talks about the stress pattern that I've talked to you about over a period of time, this HPA axis, this hypothalamus pituitary adrenal stress that takes place that affects virtually everything. And, it works in such a way that it responds to any kind of stressor. The brain stimulates then the production of something called corticotrophins or CHR. These are hormones. And it exerts an action on other pieces of the brain that increases secretions of adrenal cortical stimulating hormone. That's the stuff your adrenal glands, your fight flight, your sympathetic override does to help to protect you. Your body thinks it has to run from the tiger constantly. And it just doesn't stop. So pretty soon you get depleted. Pretty soon your body breaks down. So then what happens, it has an effect on your DNA. Your body's ability to express itself. And then pretty soon you have these backfills, if you will, I'll use that expression, that causes your hormonal production and your reaction to shift completely. So where do you stop it? Do you intervene by putting things in artificially, or do you try to stop the imbalances that are taking place? And what we've seen is that when we try to find out what neurotransmitters, the basic neurology of the body, the chemical neurology of the body, is influenced in a very minimal way. In these situations, less is always better. You change the reaction of the parasympathetic system. What I mean by that, when I say sympathetic, think about you're constantly having to defend yourself and fight the tiger. And when you're in a parasympathetic state, your body goes, oh, okay, I can relax, I can heal, and so forth. But we're stuck in the fight flight. We're stuck in fighting the tiger. And we've got to get your body out of that so it can begin to heal. If you keep being stuck in that fight flight reaction, or you're in an environment that keeps you in that fight flight reaction, there's no way that your body can ever heal. So we've got to get that thing to calm down in a natural way. We have to use all biochemical pieces we can, starting with food and making sure that you're in a dark room every night, slightly cool, no lights on, that you go to bed, that you're not, you know, sitting there on your crazy phone all the time. And, you know, you're stimulating those neural pathways artificially. So we've got to go in and see, you know, what areas are being more irritated than others, and then be able to fix that. If we don't do that, then you have this inflammatory reaction that continues to occur, continuing the perpetuation of the cycle, putting you deeper in depression, deeper into anxiety. And then the only outcome these, you know, your good doctors know how to do is to give you, you know, things that alter those pathways artificially. And we don't want to do that. We want to get your immune system up and running, regulated properly, and doing the things that we possibly can do to affect a restoration, a normalization, if you will. So we've got to get that circadian rhythm, that biological clock, back to normalcy. And so it quits artificially stimulating an abnormal genetic expression, which then perpetuates an abnormal hormonal reaction. And your body doesn't know what to do with it. It doesn't know whether to, you know, continue to fight the tiger, or, you know, just run until it burns out. It has to stop, because we're going to see a lot of people that are going to end up with all kinds of serious diseases. And we're starting to see them now. People are coming up with not only neurological imbalances, but cancers and hormonal women are miscarrying because of the aberration that's taking place within their bodies. Guys, you know, testosterone levels are down around their toenails. All of these things are beginning to, we see them perpetually, but this is an upregulation, if you will, that has not occurred before this. And we want to be able to get it done the right way, because if you keep throwing a drug, you know, after these things, now you can, you know, perpetuate other situations as well. Your body in its presentation, its physiological aberrations, are not drug insufficiencies or deficiencies. You know, the anxiety pattern, the pathology, and when there's no history of it ever genetically in your body, you know, you go back and your dad and your mom and everybody else was okay. But unfortunately now you, for whatever reason that you don't know, are suffering the consequences of all this. But we have to look at how it affects your energy plate, the production of, you've heard me talk about the mitochondrial production of something called ATP, or adenosine triphosphate. That produces the fuel, if you will, in the cells of your body, and all of a sudden it's not being produced the way it's supposed to. There's an alteration in balances of all kinds of neurochemistry. There's different types of mutations that are taking place within the body, and we need to stop that. We need to resolve that as best we can without causing other problems. You know, I was sitting there with a patient the other day doing a consultation, and this poor guy is a government guy, and he, you know, he works for one of the alphabet soup agencies and so forth. And his job is very stressful by itself. There's no two ways about it. And he was telling me that he had the vaccine, otherwise he would have lost his job. And he said, since that piece, and because he's in a what's called a skiff, he's, you know, where nothing can get to him on a regular basis. But since then, he's gone into a state of depression that is untenable. We're going to talk about it. I wish I could have the whole day to talk to you about this stuff, but we've got to take a break right now. But I'm going to give you a little bit of what to do when we come back. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. And again, happy Mother's Day, everybody. We appreciate everything that you've done for us so we can do what we do. Ladies, you are amazing, and my hat goes off to all of you. You know, it's if it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be us, and we want to make sure that we celebrate your presence and thank you for ours. Talking about an interesting area that is starting to unfold and giving answers to so many things that have taken place over the last couple of years, and obviously we're talking about the spinoff of the COVID problem, and because of the vaccines and the boosters and so forth. And I mentioned early in the program that I'm starting to get very interested in the psychological impact and how it's affecting so many people, particularly with long haulers. There's a lot of information coming out of Johns Hopkins University. And this one article that I've been reading, The Influence or Genetic Factors in Major Depression Disease, they start talking about and leaning into what's taking place over a period of time. We have to make sure that we understand that anything that happens in our environment, regardless of what it is going to have an impact on cellular expression and subsequently how cells communicate to each other and their hormone productions and, you know, all of these things. But we're seeing with long haulers, we're seeing so many of these people stuck in a loop that they're anxiety and they're depressed. And but what happens is their normal hormonal expression, everything from their feel good juices to their hormones of reproduction, the repair patterns that their body should go through and so forth, are being affected dramatically. And many people are just going to their docs and say, I don't feel so, you know, they're good hearted people just throwing, you know, the normal drugs that they're told to throw at these people, the modifiers of serotonins and dopamines and so forth. And the problem is it's making matters worse because the side effects are similar accentuations of what it is that they're trying to make better. So you have depression disorders that are taking place, and it's not okay. So what we're trying to figure out is we know that the body, the neurological system, the DNA, the expression of those things are very much affected by epigenetic patterns. That means your environment across the board. And you can alter that. We know that the brain is plastic. We know the nervous system is plastic. We know the way that the body alters itself can be modified by all these pieces. So if that's true, then we must be stuck into something that has been influenced adversely. Now, how can we reverse it? Well, we have to find out what's really been damaged. And we talked a little bit about in the first part of the program, throughout the program, are the expressions of neurotransmitters within the body. These are the things that allow you to remember, to think clearly, to increase your immune system in a balance that actually protects you and not suppresses you. We know that, you know, throughout the last year or so, not only that the vaccines and the boosters and the COVID itself, but also the isolation, that's your epigenetic pattern within you know, your house and not being able to go and interact and so forth have caused problems. Even in our own house, one of my grandchildren was very affected by this. And, you know, we've got that child to now begin to turn himself around. But here's the deal. If you don't know and you're stuck in a loop, then you're going to use one chemistry to affect another, to affect another, to affect another. Not okay, because it gets you deeper into a hole to a point where that depression and that anxiety level becomes worse. And we want to get you out of that fix. We want you to make sure that you can get back to quote unquote normal. See, your body is a beautiful machine that is balanced with all kinds of really good things. But when you put artificial things in it, it's not balanced properly. So if we can help you in any way, you know, you give us a call. We're more than happy to walk you through the matrix. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. We'll be back next week with another program. And remember, I do this for one reason only. I love you all. Have a great day.